Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, and I am broadcasting, as I do every night, six nights a week, from my flagship Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here. And we're broadcasting, of course, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. This is the program that started it all for me 21 years ago, the weekend show. And here we are. We've grown. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers, the men and women out there, coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, Parler. I'm on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of California, where they've lost $8.8 billion worth of tax revenue and more going day by day. The question is, why is he still there? The professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Aha. Now they've come out.
Well, it's Friday night. The bar is full. The parking lot is full. They've been outside sitting around the pool. There we go. They've been outside sitting around the pool. They've been inside. And I don't know what the heck is going on here, but Florida's open. The United States of Florida is open, and business is going on here. And we've every weekend, Kyle, they come in from all around the country every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'll bet, yeah.
And we welcome them, and some of them probably stick around and stay. They're looking for places to live. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two very important words, under God, which I think we could use a little of that with this Dr. Fauci deal going on. By the way, we have a new segment song, folks, for the Dr. Fauci segment. We're going to get right to it right now. Here we go. Let's talk about little Dr. Fauci. And from the studios here in our palatial estate, Salem Radio in Tampa, Florida, it's all about little Dr. Fauci, who's got his head in a ringer. And let me tell you something, the vice is tightening on him. And between Senator Rand Paul and others that are out there, including some Democrats, it's getting really close for him to hit the road. And let me tell you, when you get the President of the United States and his press secretary saying, well, he's not going anywhere, he's doing a fine job, and he can take care of himself and this and the other, you know what they're telling you?
What's that?
They're getting ready to get rid of him.
Yeah, I kind of had the same feeling earlier when President Biden made a point, I think, to stick his head back into the room there and say, no, I have complete confidence, basically, in Dr. Fauci. And I thought, we've heard this before, and you're right, Captain. This is a pattern through all these different administrations.
Yeah.
As soon as they start saying stuff like that, they're getting ready to make a change.
Yeah, it may not be quick, but it's a change that's coming because you don't want to make it look like it was their fault that something happened. But Dr. Fauci, the latest is coming from former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and emails coming out of the State Department where infighting was shown between the State Department officials on the COVID-19 origins probe. The State Department was pointing their finger directly at China, and the scientists, if you will, weren't totally on board with that, but some of them were. And again, we keep hearing from this Dr. Scott Atlas, right?
Right.
He was one of the early ones that said, oh, no, this came right out of China, and it was man-made.
Well, right, and I think Mike Pompeo said essentially words to the effect that, you know, Fauci was seeing a lot of the same stuff that he was seeing, but Fauci came to this, you know, basically different conclusion altogether. And that begs the question, why would that be? And then you couple that, Captain, with one of the latest statements from Dr. Fauci, where he's talking about, well, we don't want to be too aggressive or accusatory, is actually the word, with China, because it will cause them to sort of clam up about everything. I'm like,
well,
wait a minute.
He got caught in another lie. He said that his group over there, NIH, gave the Wuhan lab $600,000 in research money. That's what the documents were saying, according to him. But when we actually got a hold of the documents and actually took a look, it's about double that.
That's right. That's right. So, I mean, at every turn, it's just getting worse. And it's going to get harder and harder for some particular political commentators or news people to continue to defend Dr. Fauci as they have done up to this point, because it's going to start being, you know, too much evidence, you know, sort of sliding to one direction.
Yeah, and of course there's people like Senator Josh Hawley, who's called on Fauci to step down and resign, and for a full criminal investigation into the COVID-19 origins, and I think the time has come. What do you think?
I agree.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, are coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. It's a great day in the week for us. Saturday, where I am recording the show to be played around the country. And, of course, Sunday, some of you hear it. Monday mornings early, some of you hear it. But regardless, I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Chronicles, host of the Everett Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Hughes, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I will take it away right after I tell you that this segment's brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. By the way, I got about a dozen direct emails yesterday from people that have been taking Relief Factor, thanking me for telling them about it. And one woman said I saved her life, but I don't think I'd go quite that far because I did not know the Relief Factor was life-threatening. But it certainly can help you out if you've got problems like inflammation. It'll lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever problems you have. It'll go right straight to the source. And that's because it's all natural. And it has ingredients like turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that go right straight to the problem and take care of it for you, and you'll feel better. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs. It also supports a healthy response to the problems that you have and helps the healing process start. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's it, $19.95. It gets it all going. And all you do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, take a look at the little tutorials that are there, the little videos. It'll take you right to the order page, and there's a couple of testimonials there. But that's it, $19.95, three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Because after all you got to lose is pain. Back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, waiting patiently on the telephone line, we have Todd in Tampa, so I'm going to go over there. Go ahead, Todd.
Let's get down to business, boss, ladies and gentlemen. You know, great to see Donald. And by the way, the two tight ends were on the Denver Broncos were Rosario and Fells when Tebow beat the six-time Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers, by the way. Okay, and I'm pulling for you, Tebow. And don't forget, when everyone asks you how come you're so successful, make sure you tell them you bless the Lord when with 10% of your saved earnings. Let me say this about Trump's speech in North Carolina. That's going to be tomorrow at 7 o'clock. I think OAN's going to carry it. Here's the cliff notes. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are a disaster. Okay, they don't know anything about infrastructure. They don't know how to build anything. And why are your states still shut down? This is the United States of America where every man and woman is born free, not by Fauci, whose emails are now a scandal and a disaster, and the CDC, who has no right, no jurisdiction, never voted one vote, never got one vote, keeping your state shut down. I saw 20,000 people at Madison Square Garden, but you can't go to work, okay? I watched the Knicks get bounced over there, and you can't go to work and make money like LeBron, who just got bounced, huh? What is going on in this country? Stand up for your rights. It's a disaster. You're getting $1,400. These guys are making millions, and it's not even in the Constitution. They're not even following the Constitution. The Supreme Court is sitting on their hands. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the United States of America. We're standing up for the American people because America first. Make America great again and take back your state, take back our nation, and let's get to work and stand up for our Lord and Savior. God bless you, Captain. You're the man. Peace.
All righty. I was just thinking about something. LeBron James, did you see what the headlines are, what they're calling him?
What's that?
LePout.
LePout. Well,
because he's boo-hoo and wah-wah about getting beat. Well, hey, that's life.
That's very true, yes.
And by the way, I must admit, I never watched a single minute of the NBA.
Yeah, I have not either.
Nor do I plan on.
Well, again, bringing all the politics in actually, creates such a toxic environment to such a great degree that even casual fans may not want to, spend their time on it.
Speaking of politics, we have to talk about Israel before we move on, because this is the weekend when they're having the meeting of the fragile coalition. 8 different groups, political groups, have gotten together to form a coalition, including one which is really, I never thought I would say this, an Arab Islamic terrorist group is in the block of the leadership to form the new government in Israel.
Yes, this is all, what we're seeing unfolding is very, very interesting to say the least. And basically they're all united with one thing, and that is to get rid of Netanyahu out of the prime ministership. But depending on what happens, the kind of coalition that'll be there now will actually be led by someone who's described as a far-right ultra-nationalist. He's a man called Naftali Bennett. But he won't be as powerful as Netanyahu. He won't be able to drive things the way Netanyahu does, because Bennett's party has far less seats by far than the Likud party does, for example. And he'll be the prime minister if all this continues for 2 years, and then he'll hand it off to a centrist person to be the prime minister for the next 2 years following that. But yes, it will be very, very different from having Netanyahu in power, for sure.
Well, the Knesset speaker asked to see the coalition agreements, to see what the agreements were that they had written up and all that stuff, and they were told, the speaker was told flat out, nope, not going to see it.
Nope, well, exactly.
Which makes you wonder.
Well, that's right. And and what that means going forward, if there's another attack on Israel, will they be able to act as they did before decisively? I think that's a very, very good question.
Now, former President Donald Trump was banned by Facebook yesterday for 2 years. The Facebook's vice president of global affairs by the name of Nick Clegg said the 2-year ban, the highest penalty available for anyone on Facebook, is justified because Trump committed a severe violation of our rules by praising the far-right mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Now, the ban will also apply to Trump's account on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. But I'm here to tell you, folks, if you want to see Donald Trump up close and personal, he's over on Parler, he's over on MeWe, he's over on Gab, and they post everything that he has to say over there. And he's following me, and I'm following him. As a matter of fact, all the Trumps are following me, and I'm following all of the Trumps over on Parler.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. And But it's especially, though, one of the big significant parts of this two-year ban, as it were, and though they will reconsider, basically, after 2 years to find out if, quote, the danger is past, is that kind of wording, basically. But, of course, it runs through the 2022 midterm elections. And, again, that's just more evidence, I think, that they are very concerned about what President Trump can do politically.
The media keeps telling you, well, he has no way to communicate. He has no way. That's not true. The Save America PAC, okay, which is his PAC, he's communicating over there almost every day. Matter of fact, there were three or four messages over there from former President Trump yesterday, including his speaking tomorrow night up in North Carolina at the State of North Carolina Republican Convention.
Well, that's right. And, of course, also, if Trump begins rallies again, in-person rallies, then that's also going to be a major way of getting a message out. But then it also will turn back on a lot of these different political shows and networks and so forth. They may actually get higher ratings as a result of that, Captain.
You mean CNN still might pull up more listeners, viewers than we have on our show?
Maybe.
And by the way, Jim Acosta, I was not kidding about that, folks. Jim Acosta is, in fact, getting a program over on the Discovery Channel.
Yep. Well, I mean, like he's always wanted or something, I guess.
No, he didn't want it, but that was one of his alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, voters don't agree with what they're being told by Joe Biden and the media about January 6th. Most voters aren't buying President Joe Biden's rhetoric about the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, nor do they agree with the media about last summer's mostly peaceful protests. They weren't peaceful at all, and certainly the riot was conducted over there by maybe a few hundred or maybe a thousand or so people, and most of them had nothing to do with the Trump campaign. They showed up, were bussed in, some of them were Antifa, some of them were Black Lives Matter. Some of them were just radical extremist groups, and all they wanted to do was tear the place up.
Well, exactly. And most people across the highways and byways, Captain, who voted for Donald Trump or supported the policies of Donald Trump, they, number one, rejected storming the Capitol, obviously. And second of all, they don't see themselves as being like those that stormed the Capitol, but yet they are being rolled into one with the media narrative about the whole thing. In other words, there can be no other narrative other than a Trump mob did thus and so, and there's no talk of people who would have obvious motivation to agitate things.
Right. And again, people say, well, how come you know that? How come does the government know that? Yes, they do know that. They really do know that. All right. Hold the thought there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain America Third Watch as we meander across the overnight airwaves. And Kathy is going to take us to break, so I'll see you on the other side of the break. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The May jobs report showed employers are still struggling to find workers as the economy quickly reopens.
After a slow gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Boucher says there's still a solid gain and expects that hiring will pick up. President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts are noting there's still a disconnect between employers who need workers immediately and the unemployed who might be looking for better jobs with better pay. They also might lack child care or be waiting for the virus to completely go away. The number of people looking for work fell in May after 3 months of gains. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Well, it's the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in, and for opining in. And we want to thank everybody that's been taking advantage of the MyPillow endorsement that I'm now doing by going over to MyPillow and using the promo code Captain for whatever you want to buy to make sure you get the special discount prices over there, because it's working, and thank you so very much. Now, MyPillow.com is a website. They've got a big, big, big catalog page on the home page where you can see all the different things that they've got, and if you want to call them and order, you can do that too by calling 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, after you take a look and see what they've got on MyPillow.com. Now, the promo code is always going to be Captain to make sure that you get the lowest possible price available. Very simple. And don't forget, Mike Lindell says hello, because every time I've talked to him or his administrative assistant, they're very appreciative of the fact that you folks here on this program are letting them know that the Captain sent you. All righty, let's go to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now, Kyle, guns are in the news out there in California. First of all, there was a breaking story. Apparently, the California long-time assault weapons ban has been lifted, temporarily anyway, by a federal judge out there.
Well, that's right, Captain. A federal judge declared the California assault weapons ban, which has been in place since 1989, to be unconstitutional. He basically found that the state's definition of an assault weapon just was really way too overwhelmingly broad, basically, and deprived law-abiding citizens from owning firearms that you can buy in most other states in the union. Although for now there is a stay that is issued on this order, that means that essentially nothing changes, but this will go to a three-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit of Appeals, and after that, it could likely go, of course, to the Supreme Court. But this is a major, major decision that has come down for gun owners in California, and of course, the governor wasted no time in jumping on that and saying, no, this is going to, you know, cause more people to die and this kind of stuff. But it was interesting because the judge weighted it heavily towards the rights of law-abiding citizens.
Now, Democrats have spent pretty much the past year or two pursuing an obviously contradiction, calling for more gun control while also sympathizing with the defund the police movement. They've argued simultaneously and almost disingenuously that law-abiding Americans don't need firearms for self-defense because the police will defend them. Well, if you don't have the police on the street to defend you, what good's that going to do?
Well, exactly right. Yeah, that makes no sense at that point.
So, consequently, this is going to be an important decision and one that we will certainly keep our eyes on. And I encourage everyone Sunday night to tune into Armed American Radio. I'm sure Mark Walters, my good friend, will have that on his program. Now, we've got some big-time news that we're just finding out about. A person believed to be amongst the highest-ranking defectors ever from the People's Republic of China has come over to our side, the United States, and apparently he's been working with our Defense Intelligence Agency for about 3 months now, and sources inside the intelligence community have told us that the defector had direct knowledge of special weapons programs in China, including bioweapons programs.
Well, you know, Captain, it couldn't happen at a more opportune time, of course, because trying to find out the real origins of COVID-19, of which we have our suspicions. Which is a bioweapon, exactly. So being able to connect the dots, as it were, with some important information and apply that to what we already know and what we're finding out could be devastating in many, many respects.
And Denise and I are going to have a lot more on this because she was working her sources to try to find out more than what I had because I got the story from Red State, but we'll see what happens here. Now, out in Nevada, which used to be a very solid red state and is now a blue state, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The governor there, Governor Sisolak, signed a law allowing a permanent mail-in voting system to take place.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Not smart, Nevada. Not smart.
No, because that is one of the primary mechanisms of being able to create a lot of fraud in the election, no matter what it is. And for some reason, I don't know if it's some kind of signaling of some sort, but certainly, Captain, as COVID begins to recede, having permanent mail-in voting, I don't know that you could justify it too easily in that regard.
Well, and there's way, and we've already seen there's way too much corruption involved, so I don't think that's a good idea. And a few people in Nevada ever wake up out there, our listeners in Las Vegas and Reno, you got to vote these Democrats the hell out of office and start over again.
Well, exactly. And the same here in California. The governor here wants to keep the voting, the mail-in voting for the recall, basically, because he knows that that gives him an advantage.
Yeah. Now, the Blue Hills Wind Development Company, a proposed wind farm, is being offered up in Val Verde County in southwest Texas, is raising national security concerns amongst the lawmakers around the country and experts who believe the project, which is Chinese-owned, conceived, and operated, could be used as a cover for espionage and to disrupt the state's power grid.
Very interesting. Well, again, you know, with everything that's going on, with intrusions into computer systems or the hacks, as it were, these kinds of things, we're seeing where the battlefields are starting to materialize. or other newer battlefields are starting to materialize. So, yes, this requires a lot of scrutiny.
Well, we'll have to keep our eyes on it and see what's going on, as is the case here. By the way, Elon Musk, who I thought was pretty well revered by some folks, he apparently is now public enemy number one, especially at the Bitcoin conference. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I know one thing that, it seems like you get a lot of these very big players like Elon Musk, you know, where they talk about these things. And I think, wasn't there some kind of promotion about that when he hosted Saturday Night Live just recently or something like that? But there's such a volatility in the cryptocurrency I think a lot of people are very, very concerned about things like that.
Now, out there in your state, again, San Francisco teachers, the union there, are reportedly the first public school group to back the boycott, divest, and sanctions movement known as the BDS movement. That's not smart.
Well, no, because again, you know, this is all part of the, like defund the police kind of stuff, basically.
Right.
And so again, yeah, what's happening with the teachers unions, of course, they've already have such big blows against them, because of the way that COVID was handled and their entire approach to want to reopening schools or not reopening schools as the case may be. So this begins again to smack of bringing so much political stuff into the classroom, and into that environment where we're turning out people out of schools, Captain, who can't do math, who don't know history, who, you know, aren't able to really function because they're not being taught the things that they need to know in order to function in daily life. And it's a travesty.
Now, we already had our little Dr. Fauci report, and I did basically mention Rand Paul. But Rand Paul did a couple of interviews yesterday. I saw one on Fox, and I saw another one on Newsmax. And he just absolutely tore little Dr. Fauci to shreds during the interview and dropped all the facts that he had at his disposal.
Well, that's right. And of course, you know, it's interesting. It's like if you get into a trial for something, one side has evidence and the other side has to tear all the evidence apart and make it look like, no, it actually vindicates my client. And that's what you hear a lot with some of these commentators or these news networks. You know, they're trying to actually loud the emails, or they're praising Dr. Fauci when they get them on their air, and they try to make it look like, oh, Dr. Fauci's always been in there fighting for us, or this kind of thing. But what Rand Paul's actually able to do, I think, is show that there is a real pattern here, and he's been literally leading this charge in many, many ways. And I think it's going to be Rand Paul. Senator Paul's going to be vindicated.
Yeah, he already is in my book. But Bill Maher, who's somebody I don't watch, I think his show's on Friday nights, he was talking about the higher ed racket, mainly with his guest that he had on, Lori Loughlin. She was on talking about something needs to be done about the Lib's favorite pastime, and that's education.
Yep, that's true.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Tell you all about the weather that's out there across the country. And don't forget, it is the weekend edition. And we do have our Truckers Highway Bible Report, as well as our Veterans News segment coming up here in a little bit. And next hour, bottom of the hour, we'll have an Edwards Notebook. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stop out there. That's America's largest truck stop chain. And you can take advantage of what they will do for the drivers and for the RVers too by joining the drivers club and get points for the fuel that you buy at the pumps, also the food you buy inside and the supplies you buy in the store, and you can use them later on just like cash, let them accumulate or use them when you buy different things, whatever it works for you. And of course the RVers out there, they got the RV club where you can come in there and you can save money on your fuel. The more you buy, the cheaper it is, and all that good stuff. And the same thing applies to the truckers, plus they got amenities there for you. Well, we are going to go trucking tonight, and I mean we are going trucking.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm East Pounder, what a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a
say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run.
It took me exactly 47 seconds to get this puppy up to 13th double over. Do you know what that means, Kyle?
I know it has to do with the getting through the gears.
It means we're doing about 90 miles an hour right now going down the highway.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, I used to laugh a lot, but I had a 13th double over. And until I got it, I didn't realize exactly what I had. But wow, wow, and wow. And, I mean, that thing would just sail. But then again. And I didn't have a bull wagon either, so, you know, I was out there just with the big boys cruising on down the highway. All right, so here we go. The weather tonight, of course, is always subject to change, but we've got a bunch of rain, and we've got hot weather and heat and all that stuff out west, and we've got fog now popping up in the Midwest and over to the east, so I'm going to read what it says here. The western heat wave will gradually begin to relax some and relocate today through the weekend. Now, a large dome of high pressure will position itself across the upper Midwest into the northeastern U.S. and may feature some potentially record warmth. Also, a very slow-moving system will likely produce storms, heavy rain, and possibly flooding the next several days and along the west central Gulf Coast. And I can tell you right now, it's already raining. And guess where it's raining, Kyle?
Where's that?
Louisiana and Mississippi.
I'll bet.
Here we go again. Okay, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in the great state of Wyoming tonight. This is in the northern central part of Wyoming. If you're coming across U.S. 20 or if you're east of I-90, you've got an aerial flood watch going on there right now. And a lot of this has to do with there's a lot of snow up in the higher elevations, and that can melt at a pretty good rate due to the temperature and so forth. So you may find some rivers that begin to overflow and so forth, so be careful in those areas in Wyoming this weekend. Also up in Montana, we got a lake wind advisory. This is going to be north of Missoula, and so you want to be careful there coming across. That's up because you may be coming across I-90 and encounter some of this perhaps on your way to Coeur d'Alene. Don't know if it's going to go that far south, but better safe than sorry. And then excessive heat warnings you were talking about, Captain. Yes, they should start to dissipate a little bit. For example, Salt Lake City looks like it's going to have a little bit of a cool down from the mid-90s to the high 80s by Monday. And then over in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we've had some real scorching heat, it's going to go probably from about 107 down to, well, get this, about 97 or so as you start into Monday. So at least a little bit of a change there. But still, if you're coming up Interstate 15 and so forth, you're still going to have heat, high heat out there in the California deserts. We got fire weather warning up in southern Oregon near Klamath Falls tonight.
Well, guess what? I saw the Baker thermometer again on TV yesterday, and it was reading 115 degrees.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt. I've seen it when it's. I've actually driven by it when it's been like that. So yes, it can get pretty hot out there.
Now let's go up to North Dakota, northwestern part of North Dakota tonight. You got a little bit of windy condition there, and you might have a fire weather threat issued later in the day for that part of the country. Meanwhile, coming on down to Texas, we've got some flood watches going on. Small streams over their banks. South of Corpus Christi, headed down into the south, Harlingen, also Brownsville. There's some wet conditions down there. And again, keep in mind the ground is saturated. So any more rain they get just exacerbates the situation. So now let's go up to about Boma and go across I-10 all the way across Louisiana and then across I-12. And guess what? We've got rain. We got lots of rain. We got flood watches and flood warnings. I hate to even say this. Slidell, there you are again. Going to get more water, high water. So please be careful. Remember, turn around. Don't drown. Don't drive through the water. But by now, you should have had plenty of practice. And Mississippi, along I-10 over towards Pascagoula today. It looks like as if you're going to be having rain on and off in there, and your lower-lying areas in there also will be subject to some flooding. Now, we've got fog tonight. If you're going up out of Chicago, up I-94, And if you're going further north, up towards Green Bay into Wisconsin, you're going to have fog all the way up along the lake, along the western side of Lake Michigan. There's fog there right now. There is right now in southeastern Minnesota, south of the Twin Cities, right on the state line with Wisconsin, a severe thunderstorm warning and a flood watch along with this for a system that's moving to the east out of there that flared up about an hour ago. Northern part of Michigan, you've got the possibility for some weather there today, not the Upper Peninsula, but just the northern part of Michigan itself. On the east side of Lake Michigan from about 50 miles north up off the Indiana border, you've got fog, a dense fog advisory. Also, the fog goes east out of Gary towards the east about 50 miles. Detroit, you got fog there tonight. Might have some fog there in our little listening audience there over there in AM 660 land. Might have some fog over there tonight, so be careful. Toledo, looks like you got some patchy fog. Southwestern Pennsylvania tonight, Kyle, coming in on I-70. Looks like in the Pennsylvania Turnpike, it looks like we've got fog over there. And then there is some fog up the East Coast tonight. The coast of Maine, the coast of Massachusetts, moving on down into the Chesapeake Bay. I see some fog there. And that's what the weather looks like. So, when you talk about all of this different weather that's out there, if you don't like it, like down here in Florida, we've had some afternoon showers. Those are going to continue. Be careful. It's going to change.
That's right. Yeah, usually wait 5 minutes, it'll start changing somehow. That's exactly right. And, of course, folks, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Reports brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. And, Captain, just thinking about all these great restaurants and eating opportunities for food that people have when they pull into a Pilot or Flying J, there's just a lot of them.
Well, listen to this. If you're going into a Pilot, you could have an Arby's, you could have a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, you could have a McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's. That's not bad. You get into the Fine J's, you're going to find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. Up there in the Northeast in New York and over towards New Hampshire, you're going to have a Dunkin' Donuts shop. And by the way, the Dunkin' Donuts shops are full service now.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
very
cool. They've got a pretty good little breakfast there. I know I stopped the other day and got one of their bagels, bacon, egg, and cheese bagels, with the little hash rounds, they call them little hash round potatoes, and my favorite iced vanilla coffee.
Very nice, very
it was
nice.
Really good.
And when you stop into the Pilot or Flying J, don't forget to sign up for the driver's program.
Yep.
You can also download the My Rewards Plus app, folks, where you can get more savings, more convenience, more points and so forth. It's made for drivers.
Yep.
You definitely want to check it out.
And I got to say hello to the folks in Salt Lake City because they just chimed in again from the fuel desk.
All right.
Hello. Hello to the Flying J in Salt Lake City. And we're happy to have you aboard tonight on the radio show. You guys behave yourself over there. All right, and I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch right after the top of the hour news. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break. That's the Ron Edwards.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.